Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joel Gill. Your report brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Check them out for the very best in trailers, skid steer attachments, trailer repair, service, DOT inspections. They do it all. That's at Midsoda Manufacturing. Really busy week with a lot going on, and of course, it's a busy weekend. And also a big weekend at First District Association in Litchfield. This week, I spoke to CEO Bob Huffman, and talking about First District Association, their 100-year celebration, and a whole lot more regarding First District as they celebrate their past and also share their excitement into the future. First District Association and their members.
You know, it's a pretty special time. I'm actually pretty honored. To be a part of this for me is it's an honor, and it's something that most people in my position don't ever get to experience. You know, I feel pretty blessed to be a part of it.
You know, you talk about the day and, you know, you're capping off some expansion and stuff, and it's kind of fitting where it all kind of fits together because you guys have a lot to be proud about.
We do. First District has always been what I would say pretty visionary. They always have a plan. From the time that First District was really on its own. You go back to when we split away from Land O'Lakes, you know, in the 30s, and there was a plan, and it was always a strong plan. And even if you go to the 70s, where the vision was to, you know, not make powder, switch from making butter and powder to making cheese. And then, you know, you look at where we're at now, which this plan was put into place over a decade ago, to be able to do what we just did this year. And it's just truly a testament to what, when you have, you know, strong farmer leadership and a team and a focus, it's pretty amazing what you can do. And we're seeing it for our eyes. It's, you know, you're right, timing, turned 100 years old, and a grand opening of one of the largest dairy processing facilities in the upper Midwest, and some of the best dairy farmer members that you could ever be a part of. It's been good.
I think, Bob, all you have to do is ask your member owners with First District. I always feel if you have a business and your customers speak highly of you, you're doing something right, and I think that's what you hear from a lot of patrons at First District Association, and obviously they're the foundation of the place as well, but they hold everybody there in high regards. It's got to be good to hear from your guys' standpoint.
Yeah, it is, and you know, the team here at the plant, you know, we've got a lot of people that are part of this here that make cheese and make protein every day, 25, 30, 35, 40, 42, 43 years that have been a part of this, and just that reputation of a really high quality product and consistent and really good at what we do is it's good to hear. Our members definitely express that to the team, and it's always good to hear that.
So, Bob, talk more about Saturday itself. Folks who come on out, what will they have a chance, I'm sure, to visit with some of the staff and yourself? And what else is kind of going on to commemorate the big day?
Well, you know, you think of what we've all been through, the world, us, Minnesota, our farmers, you know, through this whole COVID crisis this last couple of years, and 100-year anniversary, you could really make that a big deal. You could probably have Ferris wheels and all kinds of stuff, truthfully. We're doing it pretty low-key. We definitely have we're going to have our history up for all of our members to see and to look at some of those milestones and some of that good history. We're going to have a little ceremony. Michelle Fishbach is going to be in. She's going to get a chance to say hi and talk to the members. I'll probably open it up. Our chairman, Josh Barca, is definitely going to have some good things and some recognition to say. And Dean Ardell will also be in. Fairy Princess of the Milky Way, she'll be in and get to talk to our members. So we'll have a ceremony. I don't know, it'll probably go for 30-40 minutes. That'll include that. And that's really the only thing that's time bound. You know, definitely have a meal for our members and people will get to see it. The one thing that I kind of put my foot down is, you know, in today's times when it comes to manufacturing and food manufacturing around food safety, you know, plant tours are just not something that is typically permitted. I asked the team to find a way to give a tour that did not cause a food safety issue that could be done on the outside perimeter and so our member owners can see what they own. So that's probably the most exciting part of the day for me is getting to let our members walk through a portion that's not in production where they can actually see the plant operate and see the new plant, what was built and what they're now part owner of. And that's pretty much the day. It'll go on for a while, but that's the key components of it.
You know, Bob, finally as well, I know like today or that day on Saturday, it's kind of seen as celebration and celebrate, you know, what has happened. But I look at it where it's a kickoff to the next century, the next 100 years. And there's a sense of excitement I hear in your voice, and I think that's what a lot of farmers and those associated with First District should also focus on too, right?
It is, you know. You look at the last 100 years, and the thing that First District members, the farmers and leadership, that they have always had a focus on is one, being profitable, but reinvesting that money back in the infrastructure so it's there for further generations. And First District has always been on that leading edge of technology, and you know, that's helped make us successful. So, you know, you go through different times in a milestone, and you know, there's always different types of opportunities, there's always different types of challenges, and there's always different decisions that have to be made, you know, similar to the 70s when you change the whole process and go from a butter powder to a cheese, which is a, you know, that's a hard risky decision to do, but they did it, and it was very smart. You know, so the next 100 years is going to, you know, there's going to be different types of challenges, and there's going to be different decisions that have to be made, and there's going to be a lot of different opportunity that might have been not the same type of opportunity in the last 100 years that will be in front of us, and I'm excited. It's the best job I've ever had working for dairy farmers. And, you know, just the drive to make sure that there is always a secure, good market that's always bringing back the most value that can be made back. That's fun for me to be a part of. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Congratulations to First District Association as CEO Bob Huffman joining us this week here on Chasm Radio. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. It's brought to you each week by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon.